The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KAOS 89.3 FM, Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! Yes, ladies, gentlemen, and various permutations thereof. Welcome to the Thunderbolt, where we fight on the front lines in the battle against normalized insanity. Prepare yourselves properly.
I will travel where no man has dared to go. Into the black hole. Why, that's crazy.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Are you crazy?
Damage control is easy. Reading Klingon, that's hard.
No more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. No more national security letters to spy on citizens who are not suspected of a crime. No more tracking citizens who do nothing more than protest a misguided war. No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are.
Gee, I hope I tuned into the correct dimension.
Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain.
You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh my God! They've killed Kenny! You bastards!
Your discretion advised.
When there's a bill that ends up on my desk as president, you, the public, will have 5 days to look online and find out what's in it before I sign it.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I can do anything.
I'm in this race to tell the lobbyists in Washington that their days of setting the agenda are over. They have not funded my campaign. They will not work in my White House.
As president, I'm going to make sure that this financial rescue plan helps stop foreclosures and protects your money instead of protecting CEOs and enriching CEOs.
But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
I talk all the time, just spoke with the head of the FBI. We had a very nice dinner. I said, if it's possible, would you let me know? And at that time he told me, I'll tell you this. No, I'm not doing that. I think that looking into me and the campaign There's so many investigations. I want to get to the bottom. I said to myself, I said, you know,
then perhaps I'll deserve you and be even worthy of you if I only had a brain.
Hi there.
It is November 20th, 2020, which we will soon be viewing with 2020 hindsight, but that we are currently viewing with a great deal of trepidation. To put it mildly. And I've got to say that while Donald Trump is entirely too incompetent and too buffoonish to ever become a serious nominee for the official Thunderbolt Most Evil Persons in History Award, I do find him at least to be one of the most vile and disgusting human beings that I have ever become aware of. And I find myself constantly just really, really wishing that this dude would just shut the F up and frigging go away. The Thunderbolt will return in just a moment. But first, we have exciting news from our brand new sponsor for those of you who want to cop-a-feel-ya.
Coming this fall from all three networks, it's Cop-a-feel-ya, yet another searing drama about Americans' crazy, doomed, but unending love affair with cops. James Franco stars as Officer Lou Stiggy Stiglitz, yet another bipolar, sociopathic, trigger-happy, but always endearing cop who strews bullet-riddled corpses, ruined lives, and routine injustices in his wake the way a snake sheds skins, and always comes out smelling like an endearingly battered week-old rose.
I do not know any other way to tell you this, but to just come right out and say it. Stationarity is dead. Yes, that is the title of a study that was published in the journal Science 10 years ago and that has since been expanded upon by further research. That simple title tells us everything that we need to know about what is going on with both our weather and with our overall climate. Stationarity is dead. It means that we can no longer predict future weather based upon the patterns of the past. The rules that have guided our weather for many centuries now no longer apply. We can no longer count on almost anything when it comes to annual weather patterns, because the overall climate has now moved into unexplored territory. Consider this. If every individual in the United States suddenly went to a zero carbon footprint, that would lower greenhouse gas emissions by about 3%. Now, 3% of a lot is not nothing, but in this context, it might as well be. Well, guess what? It turns out that there are just 20 companies who are responsible for more than a third of all greenhouse gases emitted between 1965 and 2017. a period of over 50 years. And it will likely surprise no one that four of those companies are American. Those being Chevron, ExxonMobil, Peabody Energy, and ConocoPhillips. In addition, the United Nations just recently released a report upon the actual cost of our numerous climate catastrophes. According to this report, in the period between 2000 and 2019, there were 7,348 major recorded disaster events. They claimed 1.23 million lives and affected 4.2 billion people. Many of those people on more than one occasion, resulting in approximately $2.97 trillion in global economic losses. In addition, this report, which is called The Human Cost of Disasters from 2000 to 2019, also reports major increases in other categories, including drought, wildfires, and extreme temperature events. There has also been a rise in geophysical events, including earthquakes and tsunamis, which have killed more people than any other natural hazards that were under review in this report. And the worst thing about all of this is the people who were least responsible for this catastrophe will be the ones paying the most, while those who actually caused all of this are profiting wildly. Sometimes I think humanity just might deserve to go frigging extinct.
Cupophilia, the series that brings you the heartwarming inside story of the brave men and occasional deluded female who 24/7, 365 are ready and willing to put their lives on the line for one another. Cupophilia, the show that brings you the enduring truth that any police force in any society embodies the darkest, cruelest, and stupidest prejudices that society harbors and whitewashes them so clean, you love those boys and babes in blue. Cupophilia, yet another exciting, engrossing telenarcotic series from yet another craven network that brings you yet another flawed but lovable version of your own collective lizard brain. Cops, you gotta love them on Cupophilia.
You know, it is so unusual to hear an American politician actually say something that is truly significant and important that it always comes as something of a shock every time that it happens. Yes, I used to spend a lot of my political time following the money. But I've lost that habit over the last couple of years, partly because so much of that money
is now dark. And you can't really track it anyway. And also, because following the money does not carry the same political punch as it used to. But you can still track the organizations that actually spend the money. Even if you can't track the original source. And we would do well not to underestimate the power that big money does still wield. So anyway, here it is. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, not only laid bare a whole bunch of really nasty skeletons, but he did it during a freaking Senate hearing on a Supreme Court justice. Senator Whitehouse used the time designated for him to question Amy Coney Barrett during her confirmation hearings. Instead, the senator laid out all of the dark money that has been pouring into judicial nominees and nominations ever since the Citizens United case. And this information shocked even me. This information is some of the most important information that I have ever heard a politician reveal. Senator Whitehouse also delivered a quote that I wish I had thought of. When you find hypocrisy in the daylight, look for power in the shadows. So I have been reporting on the Federalist Society here in the Thunderbolt for a long time now. And I have more than once revealed the fact that this exclusive club of murdering psychopaths has basically been choosing almost all of the federal judiciary since the days Ronald Reagan. I have also revealed that the Federalist Society are open promoters of the corporate racist imperialist white supremacy ideology, wherein they should have the right to poison our families without even telling us about it, much less providing any compensation for it. I've also been reporting for a long time now that this is a very serious problem. I've also been reporting that even if we get political leaders who are willing to do the right thing, then our new radical fart right-wing judiciary will simply rule that everything we do is unconstitutional. Which is exactly what the federal judiciary did at first for nearly all of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal policies. That is,
hey, yes, I like it a lot.
Until Roosevelt
yes, I'm jumping like
brought them to heel. Partly by threatening to pack the courts. Our modern justices now claim that all of our modern laws should be based upon the intentions of a bunch of elitist white slave masters who all died over 200 years ago. And these justices, furthermore, claim that they can read the minds of those long dead men, and therefore, they can know whether or not those framers would have approved of whatever it is that we are trying to do. Senator Whitehouse's presentation revealed several organizations that I had previously been completely unaware of. The largest of which is called Donors Trust. These are organizations that have neither any business nor any business plan, because they're actually nothing more than massive laundering operations for dark political money that comes from anonymous donors. Or people who want to secretly decide who wins elections and who assumes federal court seats. And then deciding what laws all of these new justices will be voting on. Senator Whitehouse found lots of eight-figure individual donations that were made to Donors Trust on numerous occasions, and we don't have any idea of who is spending all that money. Senator Whitehouse not only sheds light into their nasty little nooks and crannies, but he exposed their methods and tactics as well. As the senator guides us step by step through the process of donning dark money horses with brand new sets of black robes.
Welcome to Slime City.
And then next, they send in their armies of lawyers to sail flotillas of coordinated amicus briefs through their courtrooms that will serve to advance their reactionary political and economic agenda. And they often actually ask to lose in the lower courts so that they can more quickly move their case up to the higher courts, where they now have their unassailable majority, who seem determined to take the United States back to the 18th century. Incredibly, Senator Whitehouse also blasted how the federal judiciary has basically gutted the civil jury system, which is another issue that I have reported upon before, right here in the Thunderbolt. And they are gutting civil juries, because civil juries are the one place where the word of the people still trumps that of the government. Or at least until recently. The civil jury was intended and often actually serves as our last check on government overreach. Go Google search jury nullification and then put that in your pipe and smoke it. These days, judges seem to have no problem with throwing out jury verdicts and then imposing whatever outcome that their corporate paymasters prefer. They're constantly knocking down huge financial judgments assessed by juries against those large corporate interests. The Senator Whitehouse points out that while moneyed interests can purchase legislators and judges, they cannot buy juries. As the senator notes, quote, "It is a crime to tamper with a jury. It is standard practice to tamper with Congress," unquote. While many alternative media outlets are giving Senator's Whitehouse presentation a lot of play, the mainstream brainwashing machine is almost completely ignoring it. Possibly because they're all owned by the same people who are buying all the senators and all the judges. So we're going to take a quick station break now. We'll be back in just a minute.